It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Residents in the state are getting collaborative to protect drinking water.
We formed the Safe Water Conservation Collaborative to bring together for the very first time water utilities, land conservation organizations, and watershed groups.
We'll hear more about that initiative in just a few minutes. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A Kentucky-based coal company this week announced it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. As Brittany Patterson reports, Black Hawk Mining says it does not expect its 2,800 employees in the Ohio Valley to be disrupted during the process.
Lexington, Kentucky-based Black Hawk Mining and its subsidiaries operate 10 metallurgical or steel coal mining complexes in Kentucky and West Virginia. In a Monday news release, the company says it intends to use the bankruptcy process to restructure and eliminate more than 60% of its debt. The company says the majority of its lenders have already reached an agreement, and if a judge approves the plan, it expects the bankruptcy process to be completed in 60 days. Blackhawk says it does not expect its 2,800 employees to be affected. The announcement comes 2 weeks after another major Appalachian coal company, Black Jewel, filed for bankruptcy. Hundreds of the company's employees in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky have been laid off and are awaiting back wages. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The West Virginia Division of Highways is providing nearly $180,000 to West Liberty University to determine the effects of construction activities on endangered crayfish. Glynis Board reports.
The West Virginia Division of Highways, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and West Liberty University are working together to move two protected crayfish species from bridge updates and replacements occurring in the next several years. The conservation initiative in the Big Sandy River watershed will begin in 2020. Students from West Liberty will track crayfish movements to better understand how they live, how they respond to bridge construction, and how the Division of Highways can improve bridge design and construction process to lessen the impacts on the populations. The crayfish were protected in 2016 under the Endangered Species Act. Ongoing erosion and sedimentation have made many streams in the region uninhabitable for the species. The big sandy crayfish is found in 6 isolated populations across Floyd and Pike counties in Kentucky, Buchanan, Dickinson, and Wise counties in Virginia, and McDowell and Mingo counties in West Virginia. The Guyandot River crayfish is found in only 2 streams in Wyoming County, West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
After the 2014 Elk River chemical spill in the Kanawha Valley, the West Virginia Rivers Coalition created the Safe Water WV Initiative. The idea is simple: to strengthen a community's connection to their drinking water and encourage them to work together to better protect it. A couple of years ago, Jefferson and Berkeley counties decided to build off that initiative in a unique way, using the conservation of farmland and Civil War battlefields as a model for drinking water protection. Liz McCormick explains.
About 2 miles from the heart of Shepherdstown is the site of the bloodiest battle in West Virginia during the American Civil War. More than 600 Union and Confederate soldiers died. Since 2011, the site of the Battle of Shepherdstown has been a protected historic landmark. The battle site also happens to be at a unique location, here along the Potomac River. The Potomac provides drinking water to Shepherdstown residents and other nearby areas.
The Landmarks Commission owns about a half mile of the Potomac River frontage.
That's Martin Burke. He's the chairman of the Jefferson County Historic Landmarks Commission, the group responsible for protecting the site of the Battle of Shepherdstown. Burke says protecting land also protects water.
Controlling runoff, planting trees, all helps improve water quality.
That's why his group, along with the Jefferson County Farmland Protection Board and the West Virginia Rivers Coalition, decided 2 years ago to work together. They started an initiative called the Safe Water Conservation Collaborative in the Eastern Panhandle. Tanner Hade is the Eastern Panhandle Field Coordinator for the West Virginia Rivers Coalition.
We formed the Safe Water Conservation Collaborative to bring together for the very first time water utilities, land conservation organizations, and watershed groups to take a collaborative approach to protecting drinking water using the conservation of land and protecting land forever to protect our drinking water sources.
The initiative focuses on using land conservation easements to protect drinking water. A conservation easement is a voluntary private or government contract with a landowner to protect land for ecological reasons, to improve water quality, maintain a historic site, or protect wildlife. Haid says this approach makes drinking water protections stronger because land conservation easements help to prevent potential contamination threats or development that could impact a source water intake. In Jefferson County alone, there are more than 16,000 acres of battlefield land that have been identified, according to the Jefferson County Historic Landmarks Commission. Only 800 acres of that is currently protected. Liz Wheeler is the director of the Jefferson County Farmland Protection Board. Her organization administers conservation easements to protect historic farmland and battlefields in Jefferson County.
When we protect land, we're not just protecting cropland, we're protecting woodland, we're protecting streams, we're protecting historic resources. So it fits into what we do to be able to contribute to source water protection.
But the Safe Water Collaborative in the Eastern Panhandle doesn't come without its challenges. Finding enough money to protect the land can be the biggest challenge, but so can educating folks about their options who own land that may qualify for a conservation easement or historic status. Haid says in the coming year, he and his team hope to identify and prioritize more areas of land in the Eastern Panhandle not currently protected that are close to drinking water areas.
And in particular, closest to the water intake, where the utilities are drawing up the water, because those are the areas most threatened by development and actions that we take on our land that have an impact on our water quality.
West Virginia Rivers says so far they haven't collected data on how water quality has improved through this initiative over the past 2 years. But they have signed up 30 partner organizations interested in the project. The group says it hopes this model to protect water by conserving land isn't just for the Eastern Panhandle, but could be used across the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.